maybe you've seen Grayson Smith's picture. He's a Livewire, almost four-year-old with his own Facebook page. Maybe you've seen his picture there. If you've seen it anywhere else on the web, his mom wants you to ask to have it taken down. Grayson was born in Ranbourne, Alabama, but was immediately whisked to a major hospital in Atlanta. His list of medical problems so long and complicated, heart and brain defects, skull deformities, sleep apnea, epilepsy. Doctors gave him just weeks to live. But he and his family fought through 24 surgeries with shunts to drain fluids and countless hospital stays. He is, they know, terminal, but he's also now a gregarious, happy toddler. So why would internet trolls steal his picture from his Facebook page to create horrible memes, viral images, including one of him smiling, holding a pumpkin that makes a joke about relatives marrying? Jenny Smith is fighting back against those trolls. She joins us from Alabama. And Jenny, you know, when I first heard this, I thought this can't be. This whole thing has to be a joke. No one would be this cruel or stupid. But then this is actually happening to many children with unusual deformed faces.
Yes. And
yeah,
when I experienced it, obviously it was the first time for us, but now I'm seeing them everywhere about other children, and it's devastating.
Yeah. Well, let's explain how this happened. After getting your child through these first few years of a life that he wasn't supposed to have, you decided to celebrate him and talk a little bit about raising him, maybe find other people who could offer support. With a Facebook page. First of all, what did that Facebook page do for you?
Initially, I set up the Facebook page for really support for my husband and I to hopefully find other families that had cranial kids with facial cranial issues, hydrocephalus, epilepsy, you know, just other families that we could relate to, get advice from, because we have never been through this before. And it slowly started turning into being a support system for other families as he got older that were also going through it for the first time. And it's just been an incredible 3.5 years. We live a life day to day, up and down. One day he can be perfectly fine, happy, talkative, and within the matter of hours, he could have a shunt failure, a severe seizure, and here we are, off to the hospital. That's how we live our day-to-day life.
Yeah. And by the way, you have four other children.
So we do.
You have your hands full. So then suddenly you see what?
This meme. It said that face you make when your parents are actually cousins.
With a picture of your child, with Grayson.
With his picture of his very first pumpkin that he picked out on a field trip that he went with. With his school, when I finally came to terms that I had to let him live his life and go, he wanted to go to preschool. He wanted to have friends. And that field trip was so special for him to be able to get his own pumpkin and for somebody to turn that into a joke, a horrible, mean, cruel joke, was both heartbreaking and devastating at first. And I actually had to sit there and read it several times because it really didn't sink in. Yeah. It took me a few minutes to realize that due to his facial differences and his uniqueness, someone found that to be funny. And it just broke me inside as a mother.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted to crawl under a rock initially.
I did.
But then fight back.
Yeah. I mean, Grayson's a fighter. Grayson is such a ray of light, and he's very bossy and very sarcastic. And I really tried to put myself in his mindset, you know, because this is his page. We're voicing for him. What would he do? He would fight back. And I thought, no, I'm not going to hide him from the world. I am proud of who he is. We are extremely just ecstatic of what he's gone through and come out of and how strong he is. We owe it to him to fight back on his behalf and let people know this is not okay.
Well, some of the ways you did that, did you contact the people directly who created the meme or the pages that were carrying them?
Both. If I could find out who directly posted it, I obviously kindly told them, you know, this is our son. He's terminal. We've been through, you know, 24 brain and head surgeries. This photo is private. It was made into a meme. Will you please take it down? We've had some people take it down and others say, hey, it's free on the internet. We can do whatever we want with it.
They really do say that?
They do. And so I just am like, okay, well, if you want to spread my son as a joke, the 20-something thousand people and supporters for Grayson, we rally together. I am in several groups for cranial kids and hydrocephalus kids. And us moms, we will rally together and basically go on a rampage on their page. And so far, we've had a few say, okay, stop. We'll take it down.
Really?
So fighting back, it's slowly working. People are getting the message that this is not okay. Hmm. These are people's children.
You've also posted pictures saying, this is a phase of, and finish the sentence in your own way.
Oh my gosh, this is the phase of. We actually have so many friends that have made memes, positive memes with Grayson. This is the face you make when you hold someone you love. And this is the face you make when your life is good. Mm. This is the face you make when your heart is happy. This is the face you make when you're perfect just the way you are. Mm. That's the way it should be. I mean, why would you put somebody down?
It's stunning. I mean, we hear also there's Alice Ann Meyer, her son Jameson.
Yes.
Had mm-hmm. his image posted. I mean, I can't.
He did. And it was devastating for her. And her and I have become really good friends. And it is so nice to have the support to kind of say, okay, we're going to fight together and we're going to come up with a plan and do something for these kids.
You know, Jenny, this is a pretty ugly time. And I'm wondering, you know, anybody who would do something like this, take a child's photo and mock it like that, could be a pretty troubled person. Do you worry about fighting them back? You say you've had some success because of fighting them back on their own turf, you know, on their pages. But do you worry that they're
like death threats or someone coming after us?
Well,
I mean, we've had death threats in the past for Grayson, and we've handled it with our local police.
Wait. You've had death threats because you have a child who has an unusual face?
Yes, ma'am. We have. He's the devil child. He should not be here. And we handle it accordingly. We live in a very rural, small town. Everybody here loves and adores Grayson. But the world's a crazy place. It does not matter where you are. The internet is, it's all internet. You know, they say never take the same route twice. And when you have a child that I guess people feel they have the right to dictate whether they should be here or not be here, you have to be extra careful. But I can tell you that we will not live in fear. I will not hide. I will not hide Grayson from the world. I believe that there's more good than bad out there. And we're going to keep spreading the awareness and keep fighting back. And honestly, these troubled people that do this, which I'm surprised that anybody has that much time on their hands, but if they're troubled or they're hurting or, you know, we don't know their situation or their upbringing. So I just have to basically pray for them and hope that maybe they sit and read Grayson's story and find a different feeling in their heart to maybe change the way that they see things and see people.
That's Jenny Smith. In Ranburn, Alabama, her son Grayson's picture was used without permission to create mocking internet memes because of his unusual features. And apparently this happened to other people. Jenny, I just wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.